You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Checking into the property sector now, where results out of Baldwin Properties were released earlier today. The company develops and sells properties all over the country, and they reported a 16% jump in annual revenue to 3.1 billion rand. In fact, this is the first time that revenue breaks the 3 billion rand mark since Baldwin was founded some 26 years ago by the current CEO, Stephen Brooks, who does join the market update. Stephen, thanks so much for your time. Congratulations, I suppose, is in order for this milestone. Out of interest, has this come within your targets? Did it come ahead of expectations, or is it delayed?
Thank you very much. Very kind of you. You know, 26 years ago, I would have never, ever dreamt that I could have got this company to this level. So I'm very proud and total commitment from my fellow directors, management, and all our contractors and suppliers that are out there, because obviously we have a lot of people working for us. It's perfectly on schedule. You know, as someone said today, watch out for the next target, which is 4, then obviously 5 billion, and off we go. But yes, it is on schedule.
All right. So in terms of the 4 billion and 5 billion, talk to us about timelines there and what gets you there. I'm putting you on the spot. I'm holding you accountable now.
You're putting me on the spot. Very cheeky of you. Well done. Yeah, we'll get there. Look, you know, we're watching very carefully the headwinds at the moment, which is obviously inflation and interest rates. So we'll announce when we'll the growth in the company, and then we'll put some timelines together with Clara.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting that you do say that this milestone that you're talking about, revenue up with 3 billion rand, has come right on time, particularly when we look at some of the challenges that your sector, perhaps even the broader economy, faced in the lingering overhang of the COVID-19 pandemic that did disrupt a whole lot of businesses and operations. So talk to us then about what got you to 3.1 billion rand in revenue. What drove revenue higher amidst a challenging backdrop?
I think the brand Baldwin is 26 years old and people believe in the brand. And we saw that by creating online sales in COVID. You know, the online platform we've got now, all our sales are online. We still have property professionals on site, but the basic concept of online selling was born out of COVID. And we saw the power of the brand Baldwin, that people believe in it. So they're prepared to buy online almost without seeing the product, and make sure, and we are proud that we deliver exactly all higher expectations of the client demand. And also all our greening, you know, we really are advanced in our greening policy. I'm on the Green Building Council, and all our partners are EDGE certified, which makes a massive difference to consumers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just that growth in online, though, that you do say, it probably happened before the pandemic, but no doubt the pandemic boosted it. So what does that mean about how you will be interacting with your customer in the foreseeable future? How important will the online marketing of your business be in the year ahead?
You know, online in line with technology is absolutely critical. You know, we'll continue with our online platform and tech. You know, tech is a very, very important part in this modern world. And as you know, every youngster's got a cell phone, and every single one of our customers is quite sharp when it comes to the internet, et cetera, et cetera. So, yes, we will continue with our online.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just we have had a lot of reporting around the property market and the challenges that it has undergone. It's been reportedly pretty tough, as it were. But talk to us about what you're seeing on the ground, just based on the interaction of people that are coming through your physical, your virtual doors. And also to this, just perhaps help us understand where the main areas of interest are in the kind of properties that are receiving a lot more attention in your portfolio.
Well, we have fundamentally three brands: our green brand, our classic brand, and our signature brand. So we've aligned those brands very, very carefully with the market, and we're very, very clear in which areas those brands sit. That has made a huge difference to our business, is identifying three different brands, and we're very proud of the fact that we're striving for zero defects on our apartments. So there's a real big drive that the customer gets a quality product. And the customer is very discerning out there, so they really want that.
Mm. But in terms of like the popularity of your different properties, I mean, is it the one bedroom, is it the two, the three, the four? Which one is gathering the most attention?
You know, it varies. It varies over time, but at the moment, the one and two beds are in great demand. But we're also seeing a big resurgence for three beds, which is sort of contracyclical or contradictory to what we would see in the market. So at the moment, it seems like all three of our properties, meaning a one, two, and a three bedroom, in all the different brands are selling well. So we're quite pleased with the cross section we've got.
Do you expect rising interest rates to put a dent in the current pace of sales? Are you worried about this rate hiking cycle we're in right now?
You know, I've seen two rate hikes and we've always been managed to sell. So, you know, it will get tougher. And we also believe that our green policy is going to be absolutely critical. We're already getting discounts on mortgage rates, not discounts, sorry, that's the wrong word, reduction in mortgage rates because of our greening from all the banks. And we're very proud of our association with them. And that will offset the rising interest rates.
Mm. What are vacancies looking like?
Well, one of our newity businesses that we've started is a rental business. And our vacancy levels are there between 5 and 10%.
Mm-hmm. And you're comfortable with that?
Yeah, it's a very small business. We only own a couple of hundred units, apartments. Sorry. So, yeah, it's very difficult to achieve 100%. Very difficult.
Well, the guys in the office space will tell you that. In fact, it's pretty tough out there for them. And you perhaps made it a little bit easier for them in the acquisition of the Melrose Arc property for Baldwin, the Melrose Arc head office, as it were. Can you talk to us about that? Because you did receive quite a lot of backlash from some investment corridors, just given the price tag of this office space, some 125 million rand or so. Whether it was justified and whether it was a good buy. Can you speak and address the naysayers who were quite critical of this move of yours?
Yeah, I must apologize to our shareholders. We should have, our public relations should have been a lot better and we should have explained ourselves better. But fundamentally, it's a very small purchase in relation to our work in progress, which is sitting at about 5 billion at the moment. And also, we were looking at this building for 5 years. It hasn't been a quick purchase. The biggest upside of this building is the fact that it's a massive marketing play. You know, we've got one of the biggest digital screens in the country coming up, and we're going to be earning an absolutely fantastic revenue from the digital marketing. And also, the Baldwin brand will be put on the digital marketing, which, as you know, right by the M1 and Caller Drive, that is the hotspot for marketing in the country.
All right. Okay, Steve, we'll leave it there for now. Thanks so much for your time, rightly justifying the purchase and where the potential return will come from. But that was Steve Brooks, rather, CEO of Baldwin Properties.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.